As weak as the Lebanese military and state is, and we know Hezbollah is much stronger, I was arguing then and saying that, look, this ceasefire only benefits Israel. It removes Hezbollah. We mustn't tell ourselves that it is any different, because it meant that Israel is winning. How did they get this right? Because all the news you were getting was how Israeli forces were being hurt by Hezbollah. Hezbollah yes. can't be defeated. Hamas can't be defeated. Yemen is attacking it there. Iran is able to get through the Iron Dome, you know, etc. And it looked like it was going to be a matter of time before Israel sued for peace. And the next thing you know, there's a ceasefire that says Hezbollah can't, you will break the ceasefire if Hezbollah rebuilds.
Mm.
And that said to me, hold on, what's going on here? And then a week later, Syria fell. And Syria fell, as you put it across, by this multinational force that is not rebellions, that are not Syrians, that are backed by the West,
mm.
that are just basically Muslim in name but not values, right? They are fundamentalist zealots who hate people, mm. right? We mustn't tell ourselves. I mean, they're just taking care of themselves, and they're going to enslave a population. I feel sorry for the Syrians because they always lose out. It's not like Assad was a good guy.
Yeah.
Right? He may have been better than them, but he was not a good guy, and we didn't deal with Assad.
Mm.
We really didn't. The reason why they were able to do what they did is because no one went and dealt with Assad, who's progressive, who sat down with an Assad, said, no, your people do not deserve this. Where are all the good people, in a sense?
Mm.
So I mean, I'm not going to get into a debate on that, but the bottom line is this, that the West has outmaneuvered. All you've got left is Russia. And Ukraine is not falling. Every time you think Ukraine is going to fall, right? You're hoping now Trump yeah. is going to make, you know, pull out and whatever Biden did in the last times. You're saying, yeah, this is wrong. This is against NATO. You know, he's using the web. No one's apologized for American weapons going on Russian soil.
Mm.
Putin is saying, don't do this. This is wrong. I'm fighting NATO. But what is he really doing? Right? China does not want to get drawn into the actual war.
Mm.
Right, the whole theater of the South Pacific, as I predicted, I said they're not going to use it. They're just acting like they're not going. It will be the Philippines most probably when it does happen. They will know when to do that. Iran, I feel very, very worried for Iran. Iran is the one that you must be the most scared of, most worried of, because Iran is pretty isolated. It only has China and Russia. Syria's gone. That border's gone. Turkey, as we know, has played. Turkey's taking care, or Erdogan is taking care of himself via Turkey. Turkey's got a lot of sticks all over the place. They're making certain that whatever happens, they're still intact. And they did that. They needed Syria. They needed their Kurd issue sorted out, etc. So, and then, and sadly, if you bring it back home, right? Africa is not on one, in particular in the African Union, on Israel and the support for Palestinian liberation.
Mm.
Let's be clear. Let's not divide it into Sudan and little countries. What is the AU stance in real terms on Israel,
mm.
on Morocco? See, the tally is Morocco in terms of Western Sahara.
Mm.
The tally is Sudan. What is their stance? We have lost our own continental body. And that must bother us. It's not good for South Africa because we are clear on our stance. And clear is not good, right? right? Clear is not good because clear doesn't give you the flexibility. I don't think the ICC and the ICJ are really going to act. They're going to be talking about it, but they can't.
Delaying.
They're going to have to delay.
Mm.
So that's why I say we won all the battles. We won the propaganda war, right? Clearly. But right now, Palestine, as you're saying it, it's not headline news.
Mm.
It's genocided now, out of the news. Syria, everyone's watching. Trump is the big news. What is he going to do with Putin? That's the game
yes. that
we were talking about earlier. Doesn't matter to the people.
Why did we only have such a short segment, you know? Donovan, let's quickly pay the bills. Because you're now at a point where, Trump literally will assume his position in the Oval Office now come January 2025. And as Donovan rightfully points out, there's no talk of the continued genocide in Gaza. That's literally, with respect, has been put on the back burner. And now there's talk of, what is Trump going to do? Is he going to stop the so-called Russia-Ukraine war? What is he going to do in the Middle East, etc., etc.? And the actual focus, because we cannot lose focus, the genocide continues unabated and innocent Palestinians continue to be killed. There's a domicile that continues to unfold. And the settler colony continues to usurp more land. Let's quickly pay the bill.